DC crime crisis touches five high-profile people in 2023. By Wendell Hussebo on December 2, 2023. The soaring Washington, D.C., crime ravaging local taxpayers also impacted five high-profile people in 2023. District officials defunded the police in 2023 by 1.7%, while U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Matthew Graves, who is responsible for prosecuting those D.C. police arrest, decided not to prosecute 56% of those arrested in 2023. As a result, criminals inflicted terrifying shocks on five federal officials, employees, and a Secret Service protectee. 1. FBI agent's vehicle carjacked. A thief carjacked an FBI agent's vehicle at gunpoint in broad daylight in D.C.'s historic Capitol Hill neighborhood on November 29, according to the Bureau. 2. Naomi Biden's Secret Service vehicle attacked. In November, the Secret Service opened fire on three individuals trying to break into the SUV of President Joe Biden's granddaughter, Naomi Biden, law enforcement said. It appears the attackers got away. 3. Representative Henry Queller, DTX, carjacked. In November, a thief carjacked Queller in the Navy Yard neighborhood. The congressman said, "They came out of nowhere and they pointed guns at me. I do have a black belt, but I recognize when you got three guns, yeah. I looked at one with a gun, another with a gun, a third one behind me," Queller told reporters. 4. Senator Rand Paul's, RKY, staffer stabbed. In March, one of Senator Rand Paul's staffers was brutally stabbed at random on a Saturday around 5:15 p.m. on the 1300 block of H Street Northeast. The suspect, identified as 42-year-old district resident Glenn Neal, who had reportedly been released from prison the day before, told law enforcement he launched the attack because voices in his head told him to do it, according to NBC4 Washington. 5. Representative Angie Craig, DMN, attacked. In February, an attacker assaulted Representative Angie Craig, DMN, inside her apartment building near the elevator during morning rush hour, the congresswoman's office said. The attack left Craig bruised, according to her chief of staff Nick Coe. Follow Wendell Hussebo on X @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.